I was called to the emergency room to see Judith Hofer because of severe pelvic and abdominal pain. She's a 27-year-old nulla gravida. Her pain started yesterday and was vague uneasiness focused in the left lower quadrant of her abdomen. She felt the need to defecate, but when she did, the pain did not improve. She was awake all last night with steadily increasing pain and was brought to the hospital early this morning by her roommate. She was in severe pain, which she rated a 10 out of 10. She had no appetite, was nauseated, but had not vomited. She was lying very still on the gurney with both knees drawn up. When I saw her, she had already had an IV started and had already received a milligram of Dilaudid IV, which helped her pain ease back to a 6 out of 10. Her last menstrual period was 3 weeks ago, and she uses birth control pills for contraception. Her last sexual encounter was 4 months ago, at which time she also used a condom. Her pregnancy test was negative. By the way, always get a pregnancy test on a woman with abdominal or pelvic pain who is of childbearing age. The pregnancy might be the cause of the problem, but even if it isn't, it certainly can influence the management of whatever is causing the pain. Her hemoglobin was 13, her white count was 14,000, and her urine was clean other than the presence of ketones. When I saw her, she had just returned from her CT scan, which showed a 7x7x10cm mass in the area of the left ovary and a small amount of free fluid in the abdomen. Within the mass were calcified structures resembling teeth. Ultrasound confirmed the same mass, and Doppler showed no blood flow into the mass. Her abdomen was rigid, with marked rebound tenderness into the left lower quadrant. Her pelvic exam confirmed a very tender mass in the left adnexal area. I was pretty certain this was a torsioned ovarian cyst based on the presentation, the severity of symptoms, white count, and tender pelvic mass without blood flow in the pelvis. I took her to the operating room and did find a torsed ovarian mass that on opening revealed the typical findings of a dermoid cyst with teeth and hair. Historically, there's been a lengthy, passionate professional debate about the wisdom of trying to untwist torsed ovaries. Some favor this approach in those early cases where it is realistic to expect reestablishment of blood flow will resolve the symptoms and preserve childbearing capacity. Others believe this to be a terrible idea, since the untwisting will allow clot and necrotic debris to enter the woman's circulation. Further, the long-term survival of these structures in a functional status, if possible, is not very likely. These latter gynecologists favor simple removal of the torsed ovary. In the case of Judith Hofer, I clamped across the base of the torsed ovary, staying clear of the ureter, and excised the entire mass. In this case, the judgment was easy to make because the entire mass was black with necrosis. Untwisting would have been very unwise and not successful. I also looked closely at her other ovary because the incidence of bilateral dermoid tumors in the ovary is fairly significant. She had no visible problems on the outside of her ovary, and her ultrasound scan done earlier had shown no abnormality in that ovary. Dermoid tumors of the ovary are the most common type of germ cell tumor, and the most common ovarian tumor presenting in women in their 20s and 30s, so this type of presentation is not rare. Of all the ovarian cysts and tumors, dermoids are known for their tendency to twist on their stalk, obstructing blood flow in and out of the tumor. If completely obstructed, the tumor will die and necrose, provoking tremendous pain with intra-abdominal inflammation or peritonitis. Without surgery, these torsions have about a 20% mortality rate. With surgery, an uneventful recovery would be expected. Dermoids are usually benign, with a malignancy rate of about 1%.